You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by HabsEyesOnThePrize.com.
Hello and welcome. It's Patrick Bexell, and I'm joined by the fugitive. Who isn't a fugitive anymore? Are you, Anton?
Well, I'll be a fugitive next week when I'm traveling around Europe again. But right now I'm in Sweden, yeah.
He's still a fugitive. We're all happy. And that will be the series for the whole of July when we don't have anything else to talk about. Anton's exploits as a fugitive, and we can all take a guess where he is next. But we're here today to talk about a draft prospect that we both have seen live. And I think that was the only good thing that came out of that trip, Anton, when we went to Ängelholm from different directions, met up, saw Felix Nilsson, because let's be honest, Adam Engström had a terrible game that time. And the day after, we got the news that Eyes on the Prize were being let go from SB Nation as well. And here we are a couple of months later, still going strong. What did you think when you saw Felix Nilsson that time?
He's a very solid and reliable player for such a young age. I mean, he has a June 22nd birthday, so he's about to turn 18 in a couple of weeks. So he's very young coming into the draft, but he's very polished for being so young. And, you know, in some ways, you could probably make the comparison to an Adam Engström, but as a forward, the way that he is able to, you know, he has played 18 SHL games already as a 17-year-old. He played two games in the playoffs as well. He's been a mainstay for Sweden's U18 team this season before he got injured. It's at this point, it's just the production missing at the top level, but that's natural when you come up as a 17-year-old playing the men's game. But yeah, he's an impressive kid, and someone will take a swing on him quite early in the draft.
Yeah, right now, a lot of the different agencies have him all over the place. We've seen him as high as 41, I think, with EP, and we've seen him as low with Smash Scouting at, was it 80? So there's a lot of variance there. We know that a lot of GMs likes him. And obviously they have made, their job is to look at tape and have their scouts going back to them with information. Looking at it though, we have the, when you compare some of these lists, I mean, these are public lists that, and not everyone has the time to sit 1,000 hours and watch every prospect. So missing out on the under 18s is probably a really big deal for Felix Nilsson going into the draft.
Yeah, for sure. Especially since, as we said, he had 0 points in 18 games in the SHL and 0 points in 2 playoff games. The fact that he had 41 points in 36 games in the J20 National with the under-20 team for Rögle, it would have been just nice to see him play against his peers and see what he had picked up from all of those SHL games to see if he could, you know, properly dominate, because this isn't, it isn't, you know, just a hardworking, you know, young lad coming up and naturally just settling in for a bottom six role. I mean, he's a skilled player. It's just that, you know, it takes some time getting used to that when you come up to the SHL. But if he had played the U18s for example, the World Juniors, it would have been interesting to see just what he could bring to that team. But yeah, for sure, he's an interesting guy going forward, as well as interesting, you know, Adam Engström being a Stockholm kid coming to Rögle for development. Felix Nilsson is the same way. He played for SDE, a small team in the Stockholm region before leaving for Rögle in 2021 when he was 16. So, There are good things to come, and you know, we know that Rögle is a great development program for young kids who want to, you know, become good SHLers. So I don't think he could have a better environment to develop in.
Indeed, and you mentioned the SHL games, and I think Elite Prospects and others have all the games that he was part of the team listed. There are two games at least where he had no time on ice recorded. When I look at the SHL website, really good source. And I mean, like, most of the time on ice is around, let's say, on average, 8 minutes,
Yeah.
like that,
Yeah,
between.
classic fourth line role.
Yeah, so he hasn't really had the time to shine either, which is
No.
sort of expected, again, as you mentioned, coming into SHL as a young player. You gotta maybe not earn, but you're not going to be played in all situations at least. So
Yeah, it's
I
not like
was
you're gonna get power play time, coming up from the J20s, unless you are like,
Rasmus Dahlin or someone like
yeah,
that.
exactly.
I'm not even sure. No, for sure, Leo Carlsson wasn't on Örebro's top power play unit until late in the playoffs, really. So there is that as well. But yeah, it's for me, what really stood out in that terrible game that you and I watched live was the fact that Felix Nilsson was probably Rögle's best player when he was on the ice.
Yeah.
Tenacity, going hard in on the forecheck, playing smart,
Yep.
hockey IQ, knowing what to do, knowing what not to do, which is equally important. And then obviously, for me personally, I think I saw a little bit of a upgrade version of Lukas Vaidemo in a way. And let's be honest, he's so young. I mean, he's turning in 2 weeks' time, he's turning 18. Lukas Vaidemo was passed over 1 year as well, but he's already at that level 2 years ahead, which points to a NHL career, or at least a very good chance of an NHL career where we count maybe what 50 games as a success. And that is, yeah, I think it's worth taking a flyer on Felix Nilsson. Me knowing what I do about Rögle and what I know about, Felix Nilsson from different players, different coaches, and different scout agencies as well. I wouldn't be against picking him in with the 37th pick that Montreal has if they can acquire maybe another second rounder that is a little bit later. I would probably take him there, but it wouldn't be totally out of line picking him at 37 if you really, really like him.
Yeah, the question is just how high is his upside? Because as you say, if we see him as a glorified Vaidemo, Vaidemo played 13 games in the NHL with 2 goals. He was a quality AHLer for sure. He's a quality SHLer. He's going to play for Leksand this season. The question is just, do we know enough about Felix Nilsson that he will project to anything more than a future third, fourth liner in the NHL? And that's the question as well. Do you want that kind of stable projection to be taken with your, if you say your 37th pick, it's still basically a first rounder, a late first rounder, being so early in the second. That's the question, basically. Or do you want to swing for the fences? I don't know what Kent Hughes and Jeff Gorton thinks. I think that there are plenty of players. It's a deep draft. If they can, get another second rounder, that would be probably ideal. Otherwise, as you say, Rögle is a great development program. We see, a couple of years back, I remember you being very high on Samuel Johannesson, for example, an overager who wasn't drafted but was playing, third pairing minutes for Rögle. He didn't make it in Rögle, but he played for Brynäs, a rivaling team this season, and was really good, one of the few really good players on that team. So, I mean, he's 22 now. He's signed to Columbus. But it just tells you something about the regular development program that, if they believe in you, they probably believe in you for a reason. And we can make the comparison again, if we make the comparison with Nilsson and Vaidemo, we can make the comparison with Adam Engström and Mattias Norlander, for example. Norlander was passed over one draft, then he was drafted. Adam Engström comes into the SHL as an 18-year-old. Having that extra year, of already having established yourself, that can be, that can be quite the key in the long run when it comes to making it in the North American leagues and staying there for good.
Indeed, and we're going to take a quick break here, not to go to our sponsors. Maybe we will be do that after, but right now we're going to listen to what Cam Abbott had to say about Felix Nilsson after that game that we saw.
Felix had a great, very solid game. I thought their whole line did a good job to play together with the puck. Very impressive. They led the way on the compete side and did a good job to set the next line up for some good offensive zone changes. You know, played very responsibly, like what I see there.
Yeah, and how would you describe him? I mean, late June birthday, looking towards the draft. He's going to probably rise in the rankings.
Okay,
good skating.
Sure. He's a skilled player. There's probably other players in our lineup that are, you know, maybe like Marco kind of comes to mind a little bit along that development path. I feel Felix is a very intelligent hockey player, and he does a great job, you know, identifying how he can take a spot in this lineup and play a lot of minutes, which he did again tonight by being accountable defensively. And that just goes to show how committed he is to helping this team win. He is there's also a very detailed skill package in there. He's got ability to play with the puck and use his teammates and be offensive. I think he's put a little bit of that on the back burner so that he can find the minutes that he's looking for right now, which he's earning, and that will continue to develop. So, you know, just to stay humble is what I talk to him about, and keep working. It's about the next game coming up.
6 foot, 175 already. Would you see him as a center or a winger down the line?
Ooh, it's a bit
early.
Yeah, I mean, I think as that age, getting into this lineup in this league, guys generally play the wing a little bit to start. We've seen that transition to the middle of the ice with different guys when the need is there and when the opportunity comes for them. He's a smart player and for sure can play in the middle for us, and does with the junior team quite a bit when he needs to. And the positional stuff will take care of itself.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Wow.
Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki season 2 is
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki season 2. Now streaming only on Disney Plus.
There you have it. Really interesting. In one way, he doesn't say a lot. And in another way, he's that quiet, confident kind of coach that you want your player to have. Or what do you think, Anton?
Yeah, for sure. Cam is, he was a great player. He's probably an even better coach. The way that he makes his players, you know, believe in him and believe in the coaching staff and the team, and the way that he develops young players. I think that, you know, he's part of this new coaching style, which is not very vocal. It's not Mike Babcock style that you just terrify your players into performing well, but, you know, instead, you know, being a little bit more laid back and trying to teach by being a warmer character, which I personally prefer as well. I don't believe in, you know, management through fear. So it's interesting to hear what he has to say about Felix. Obviously, taking a spot as a winger to start out, as many youngsters do. It could be a very interesting season. I'm just assuming that he will get a lot of opportunities to play in the SHL the upcoming season. And the interesting part will be if he takes a place as a center or a wing, because it looks like, it sounds like Cam opens up for him playing as a center in the future as well, as he gets accustomed to the higher tempo.
Indeed. And in a way, he has really, I mean, looking at the past season, Felix Nilsson played with the under 20 as a 17-year-old. We usually talk about, you know, they play with SHL with 17-year-olds is a big step, but even playing with, you know, 2-3 age groups higher is a big step in this age.
Yeah.
So really impressive. He's over a point per game in the under 20s league. He was part of the playoff run. Didn't finish it because of that wrist injury that we mentioned. You did some research about the point production in the under 20s.
Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting to see that the best players who had the highest point totals around, you know, just over 60 points or 63, 69 in 40 something games, an average point average per game at around 1.4. They're both born in 2003. So they're 2 years older. Then we have players like Noah Doerr-Nilsen, for example, for Frölunda, who played most of the season, well, basically all of the season with the J20s. He had 54 points, and he's the same age as Felix Nilsson. But Felix Nilsson, he stacks up well. He's 20th in total for points, and that's in only 36 games, while most of the others played 42, 43, 45 games. So naturally, just being above a point, above a point per game, only 20, 25 players in the league did that while playing a full season. And you know, we have to remember there as well that he actually played, you know, 20 games with the senior team as well. So yeah, he has the way I think that he has developed faster than Rögle actually thought. Since he's, you know, still just a 17-year-old, and he had, before this season, he had played only 19 games with the J20 team. He was basically just getting established with the J18 team, and then this season he only played once for the under 18 team because he was just too good for that team. So yeah, an overall impressive season. And yeah, Rögle struggled a bit, but they should be a top side again coming into this season. And it will be interesting to see what Felix Nilsson can bring to the table.
Indeed. And it is a little bit of an Adam Engström light, if you think about it. Grabbing that spot, he's supposed to play with the under-18s, but he stays up and plays with the under-20s all season long. A little bit like we expected Adam Engström to play most of the time with the under-20s, and then he stays with the SHL team. It's incredible, and I think it's a player that any team that picks him between 40 and 50 is going to look at it as a steal from that point of view. Obviously, we won't have the scorecard until a couple of years later, but for me, he looks like a very, very strong prospect. Maybe not that new shiny toy, but the one that you will outlast a lot of those shiny toys down the line. And we're going to finish this short podcast with the words of David Saint-Louis, our former colleague and EP prospect guy. Thank you guys for listening. But remember to listen to David, because we trust him more than ourselves sometimes.
One of my favorite prospects in the draft is Felix Nilsson. I've only seen him live twice, but what I've seen is a solid player that I think has a game that translates very much into the NHL. Maybe not top line, but it translates very well. So the question is, what do you see? And the second question that he will have to answer is, how much has this impacted his ranking? Because he wasn't at the under 18 worlds because of the wrist injury.
Yeah, of course. If he played at the U18s, he would definitely be higher on many lists. Like, I think some scouts lack exposure with him because everything you said, it's right. He's first and foremost a very hardworking player, so he's a better 2-way player than many others on that Swedish team. And not only that, but he has skills. Maybe not top line skills, like you said, but middle six, winger, maybe he could, I think he's a winger, but he could move up to center too, because he has that kind of engagement and ability to support teammates. And he's very good in transition at moving the puck. He does so intelligently. So he manages the puck well. And he can also deceive defenders to create lanes sometimes. So he has those playmaking abilities, those hard working skills too. He's good on the back check, on the forecheck. And yes, speed too. I'm not sure about his skating. I disagreed with that. With Lassie, I saw it closer to average than above average, but Lassie was very adamant that it was above average. So I believe him more than my own evaluation, because he saw him more than me, and the same for Jimmy. So speed, hardworking, he's a playmaker. Those skills are very good NHL foundation.
Yeah, and those are the kind of things that an NHL scout really looks at as well, because they know it translates well.
Yeah, I know many NHL scouts like him. They've seen it too. He won't fall too much on draft day, I'm pretty sure.
You have him at 50, if I remember correctly, and I'm really upset.
40-something. 41. Like, we have him pretty high.
If it's 41, I'm more happy with you. So I think Montreal should take him at number 37. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a good range for him. Like, among other players, like, even we debated him between Stefanberg and Phil Nilsson for part of the year. Like, we like Nilsson more, but then there was too big of a gap in performance there after Stenberg's U18. Like, he showed his skill more and it was harder to keep Nilsson ahead. But there's an argument there, I feel, because Nilsson has a more NHL translatable play style. Stenberg has had higher highs during the season, but in terms of translatable skills, it's really Nilsson.
Yeah, he also, I think he also had the lower lows, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, again, David, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.